You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Human beings like to categorize things. That's how we make sense of the world, from ethnicity to politics, from music genres to gender. Look around you. Many spaces are designated for either men or women, bathrooms, clothing stores, hair salons. But some people don't subscribe to being a man or a woman, like Clem Breslin, who identifies as genderqueer. Genderqueer is a complicated term, but basically it's a catch-all for people who don't identify with conventional gender categories. This shows up in a lot of ways, from the way Clem dresses to the pronouns Clem prefers.
Clem told me not too long ago that they preferred the pronoun they, as opposed to she, which is the pronoun I used to use.
That's Hannah Young, Clem's girlfriend. You'll hear Hannah refer to Clem as they throughout the next story. And if you're thinking, hey, using they is not grammatically correct, well, Clem gets that all the time. KALW's Christina Loring sat down with Clem Breslin to discuss what daily life is like when you live in a world that wants to see you either as a man or a woman.
My full name is Clementine, which is probably the most feminine, like, antebellum name you can think of. So I go by Clem, which coincidentally is a pretty androgynous name. And, I prefer, like, they as a pronoun, something gender neutral. I also identify as, like, a boy, B-O-I. Yeah, that's me. I think a boy is someone that embodies, like, all those aspects of boyishness, you know, like the playfulness of it, you know, the dress, like the mannerisms, you know, and I don't necessarily think of it as on any kind of continuum, like, you know, leading up into manhood or something. I just think of it as something like fixed in its own space. And I just think of it as staying a boy and being that every day.
What will I wear today? I usually wear a lot of earth tones. It's kind of my jam. A lot of my friends actually call me ET, and it stands for earth tone. I have a record player in my room, so while I'm getting dressed, I usually put on a record. I think it's a Paul Simon morning. This is the best sound in the world. My body is pretty neutral looking, I'd say. Like, I'm pretty flat chested and tall, kind of ropey, gangly. So my body is, it's not like a desirable, like, feminine body to begin with. And yeah, so I'm lucky it's like a good palette to blend masculine things on. When you're genderqueer or trans, you are taking what is written on your body and, like, reversing the script or, rewriting the script completely and dressing it in the way that feels truest to yourself. And it's really liberating and radical and scary. Not to toot my own horn, but I think it's one of the most, like, modern ways to think of your gender. And I feel really proud of that. I'm ready to go out into the world. One of the moments in life, in day-to-day, that I dread the most is when people see me. You know, I'm tall, I don't wear makeup, I look boyish, and I will, if someone's ringing me up at a counter, they'll say,
"Oh, hello, sir."
And then there'll be that flash on their face, like, of embarrassment. And they'll say,
"Oh, sorry, ma'am.
And I dread that. I'm gonna kiss all the freckles off your face.
You're a man.
This is my girlfriend, Hannah Young.
This is my boyfriend, Clem Breslin.
She's got kind of a pale complexion, lots of freckles.
The first word I think of when I think of how Clem looks is really dapper.
I'm super weak for freckles. But just like a really striking natural beauty.
definitely androgynous or masculine.
This is the first relationship I've had where I kind of like located my gender queerness and shared it with the person I was seeing. I can't really exactly remember what I said. Do you?
Yeah, it was a really... I mean, I'll never forget, actually, that day.
It's time to get up, baby.
It was really early on, and it was like a morning, like a Saturday morning. And Clem told me...
I don't... especially in bed, I don't see my body as... feminine. I see my body as more on like the masculine spectrum, and I really like the language to reflect that.
So Clem told me not too long ago that they preferred the pronoun they as opposed to she. Some of the things that I've done to kind of help me start using they really consistently, it's really important to talk about a person when they're not in the room with the same pronoun that you would use if they were. Doing just a lot of like kind of like repetitive stuff like clem they, clem they, clem they, like honestly can help. So the other language aspects, then just getting a lot of clarity like on what those were and what ones were like, you know, sexy and hot and which ones were like a big turn off. I guess I wouldn't be like, you're so like beautiful and
pretty
and like what a pretty girl, like what a pretty girl.
Gender is everywhere, and there's almost nowhere you can go that doesn't have some kind of gender placard or gendered language or something there. It's, yeah, there feel like there are almost no neutral environments. I don't pass as a man, and I mean, I look boyish, but I wouldn't feel comfortable going into a men's bathroom, so I go into ladies' bathrooms in malls and public places, and I've been called out before by women saying I'm in the wrong place. Women have just turned to me when, like, they see me washing my hands and said, like,
you know this is a woman's bathroom, right? I think you're in the wrong place.
You know, things like that, that are calling me out and telling me that I shouldn't be there. My ideal, like, scenario in any setting would be for and nobody to gender anyone, like, upon seeing them. But, you know, I have faith that, like, we're, you know, as the decades progress, so, like, it's going to become more and more common to stay in the gray.